You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Polk County Land Information Department has launched a new tool for residents to explore LIDAR data in the county. According to county officials, the new interactive tool uses GIS to help residents analyze the topography of the county. It will also be a helpful resource to researchers, engineers, and conservationists in the area. The base data in the interactive map was acquired through the U.S. Geological Survey's 3D Elevation Project in 2022. The interactive map and instructions on how to use it can be found on the Polk County website. Oxbow International will close its Clear Lake facility this summer and lay off nearly 70 employees. According to a notice filed with the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, the farm equipment manufacturing company is planning to relocate its Clear Lake operations to its new facility in New York. 68 of their Wisconsin employees will be laid off in June. In the notice, company officials cited a downturn in the agricultural market, rising operational costs, and the aging infrastructure of the Clear Lake facility as the reason for the closure. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that it's time to get their new fishing license for the 2025-26 season. According to a press release, last year's fishing license expired on Monday, and this year's fishing license is available for sale. The annual resident license will cost $20 per person, or married residents can apply for a spousal license for only $31. The general inland fishing season begins on May 3rd, but some areas of the state will have other fishing opportunities requiring a license before that date. Voters in the Shell Lake School District voted down a school referendum in Tuesday's election. The referendum question asked voters to allow the district to exceed its revenue limits for each of the next 4 years by about $500,000 for next year and about $1.7 million in the 2028-29 school year. The increased funding would have covered operational expenses like staffing, maintenance needs, and educational programming. The referendum failed with about 860 no votes to 780 yes votes. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has announced a new website feature to track federal funding resources for public libraries. According to a press release, the new interactive map will allow residents to track the number of libraries in each of the 15 systems, the amount of state and federal aid those libraries receive, and the percentage of total funding that comes from federal sources. DPI officials say that federal funding is crucial, and tracking it will help residents understand how federal spending cuts could affect their communities. Governor Tony Evers announced Wisconsin has joined another lawsuit aimed at curbing the Trump administration's federal spending cuts. The new lawsuit seeks to stop the administration from cutting over $225 million in federal health care funding. The state intended to use that funding to support things like behavioral health services, preventing and responding to substance misuse and the opioid epidemic, and strengthening emergency medical services. The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline could also be affected by the cuts. Ashland School District voters were presented with a similar referendum that failed by 89 votes in November on Tuesday, but this time managed to pass it. The referendum asked voters to increase funding by up to $2 million each year for the next 5 years, and this time passed by over 300 votes. The school district proposed the increase to maintain operational expenses like wages, benefits, and maintenance. District officials had previously warned that if the referendum did not pass, they would have needed to cut about 15 staff members. A routine traffic stop in Rusk County recently became a significant drug bust and led to the arrest of a repeat offender. According to the Rusk County Sheriff's Office, 50-year-old Patrick Buswell of Holcomb was approached by a deputy while his pickup truck was allegedly stopped in the middle of the road. Authorities say Buswell tried to flee, and after a brief pursuit, a search of the vehicle uncovered over 35 grams of methamphetamine, nearly 80 grams of marijuana, and a BB gun resembling a firearm. Buswell faces multiple felony and misdemeanor charges. An increasingly common occurrence, Wisconsin voters across the state were asked to vote on a total of 89 local school referendum questions in Tuesday's election. In total, 51 of the 89 school referendums were approved in the April 1st election. Of the 51 operational referendum questions, 30 were passed by voters. Voters also approved 21 referendums covering capital improvement and facility upgrade ballot questions. School referendums have become increasingly common in recent years as districts see declining enrollment and increased cost. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for the next class of conservation wardens to help protect the state's parks, forests, wildlife, and residents. According to a press release, the DNR will accept applications from April 10th through May 6th. The agency plans to hire about 10 full-time conservation wardens for their 2026 class, with training beginning next January or April. Applicants do not need prior experience with hunting and fishing activities, and the DNR will host a virtual webinar on the job on April 22nd. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers win a thriller.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Royals tied at 2-2. Bottom of the 11th, Milwaukee's Oliver Dunn. A base runner on third, Bryce Terang at the plate. Brian Anderson with the call on FanDuel Wisconsin.
And Terang does square, gets a bump down. Here comes Dunn. He scores! A squeeze bump walk-off for Bryce Terang. And the Brewers win 3-2 and 11.
Terang on finding a way to win.
It feels good. We were in that situation because of our pitching staff keeping us to a one-run game through the ninth and, you know, kept us in the game.
Manager Pat Murphy.
If you put a bunt like that down, there's nobody in the world that can defend anything about it.
The Brewers open a four-game series tonight against the Reds. The Bucks are in Philly tonight taking on the 76ers. A major setback for the Badgers women's volleyball team. 6'1" Grace Lopez suffering a season-ending torn ACL in her right knee. With sports on, Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stage moms or dads can be pretty annoying. One thing to be overbearing, but according to Macaulay Culkin, his dad Kit was abusive. The Home Alone star and brother of Oscar-winning Kieran Culkin sat down with Oliver and Kate Hudson on their sibling Rivalry podcast and said he's had a poor relationship with his father since childhood. Culkin says it made him realize, even at a young age, he would never be like that with his own kids. What a life he's had, and still only in his early 40s. Here's one of Pete's picks. I'm halfway through season 3 of Bosch Legacy, and the show is delivering big time. There's always a fear when you really like a show that you won't like the final season, but that is not the case. The show follows private investigator and former detective Harry Bosch, played by Titus Welliver, as he investigates LA-based wrongdoings and disappearances. The show has two talented cast members and nightlight guests in Scott Clase and Jamie McShane. The show is definitely worth a look, but maybe just start from season 1 of Bosch. Actor Val Kilmer passed away on Tuesday of complications from pneumonia. Kilmer was a Juilliard-trained actor and to this day is still the youngest person ever accepted into the prestigious school. Kilmer was an incredibly versatile actor who had well over 100 movie credits in his career that spanned several genres. Val took on roles like Doc Holliday in Tombstone, Jim Morrison in The Doors, and Batman. One of his most notable roles includes his first movie role as Nick Rivers in the hilarious Top Secret, which was written by three Wisconsin comedy legends, Jim Abrahams and Jerry and David Zucker. Kilmer also shined in such films as Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, both Top Gun movies, and of course Real Genius, in which he played Chris Knight, a brilliant college student who mentors a younger and even smarter genius. Kilmer contracted throat cancer in 2015, which more or less ended his career. There's a great documentary about the actor available on Prime Video called Val. Val Kilmer was 65 years old. Jeffrey Dean Morgan might be one of the most notorious and hated actors in TV history after playing Negan on The Walking Dead. According to the New York Post, he's just a big softie. Recently, Morgan recalled his role on Grey's Anatomy in season 2 while reconnecting with Katherine Heigl over Zoom. Morgan plays one of Heigl's patients who dies, and he says he can't watch the scene because it makes him cry. Morgan insists it's not because of his own acting and just a beautiful scene. Sure. The White Lotus is about to wrap up season 3 on Max. As usual, most fans of the show are trying to figure out who will be killed off in the finale reveal. This season has been the most controversial due in part to its use of incest, but it hasn't affected the ratings. Every episode of The White Lotus is typically, or in some cases, longer than an hour. Season 3 will wrap things up with an episode coming in at a whopping 90 minutes. Get the popcorn popping. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy, but not as windy today. We'll get to the mid-40s with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some afternoon and nighttime showers. Our high tomorrow, 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.